Hey everybody, this is Ricky from Sip and Tell, coming at you with another mini sip. I did just realize I forgot to look up which mini sip it was. I think it's 5. If I could grab that real quick, I'll go for it. But overall, I just wanted to talk to you guys. I missed last week recording a mini sip. My goal has been to release something once a week, and last week just got away from me. This app is just killing me. I just kind of ran out of time, so I didn't get a chance to, unfortunately, get one out. But yeah, either way, there's a couple things I want to cover this episode, and I'm going to talk about our next podcast record date. We have a date and an idea of what we're going to do, so I'll cover that real quick. I was going to talk about Baltic Porters and what they are, and I'll kind of cover that idea again, but I don't really have a great answer for that. And then I wanted to talk about some beers, breweries, and beer events I've been to this last week, 2 weeks since I did this. Kind of give you my last final thoughts on Taver and me, I guess, is probably the best way to say it, not just on Taver. And then just a couple other things that's been going on in my life, just for funsies to add in at the end, and then we will get going. First, I did open the beer already. You're not going to get the crack on the channel, but I got the... I've been going through my Taver box, and this is the Anchorage Brewing Double IPA. It's called Patterns. So the first one I had was Gia from them, and that one, or Jaya, it has to be Gia. That's stupid. I'm so dumb. But that one was really, really good. This one is good, but it's double dry hopped. It's very, very hoppy. It completely lacks that sweetness that you would sometimes get from an IPA. It's really, really good, solid IPA, but it's very, very, very hoppy. I'll finish it. I don't think it's my favorite, but it is still really good. Okay, so now that we have the beers I'm drinking currently with you, let's cover the first thing, which is podcast record date. This Friday, we're going to record the new episode of the podcast. It's our kind of year in review. We haven't been going for a full year. We've been going for about 7 months, I think. This might be our 8th month. Wow, it's been 8 months. That's crazy. Dang, that means we have put out a surprising amount of content in that time, and it's been a lot of fun. And I have a lot of goals for next year that we'll probably cover in the episode of the podcast. But yeah, overall, it's this next Friday. We're going to do kind of a Christmas theme, Secret Santa idea, where we're not going to have a specific brewery. We're going to drink a lot of fun little Christmassy, wintry beer stuff. So, and it should be a lot of fun. I have a fun little idea going on, and I think we'll have a blast doing it. Outside of that, I think that's all the podcast news at this point. So Allison came up with a good idea for mini sips, and I kind of looked this up, and I still don't have a great answer, but what she said was, and I think this is a really good idea for mini sips, and it might be better for, I guess, during these ones, or if there's multiple people on, but if we have a question about something in the podcast, to look it up and talk about it on the mini sip. So I know one time we talked about like the differences between IPAs, like double DDH or, double dry hopped IPAs versus double IPAs versus triple IPAs versus hazy IPAs. We kind of brought that up on one of the episodes, but never really followed up with it. And maybe that's during the next mini sip. I'll try to record something, not this weekend because we're going to do a podcast, but maybe next weekend I'll talk about the difference in IPAs and what they actually mean. But yeah, so I looked up we had a Baltic Porter from Deschutes, and I tried it. I didn't really love it, and I didn't really understand what it was. I still don't really understand what Baltic Porter is. I looked up some definitions, and it sounds like the style originates from the Baltic area, which I can't even tell you any of the countries over there, but think about the Baltic type areas. It's supposed to be like an older style, heavy lager, porter type thing. For my money, it just usually has a little more spice and a higher alcohol content. And truthfully, I haven't been a huge fan of one. I've had like three or four. I think I even had one. Oh, I can't remember what that company was. And I tried it and I was like, I don't really get it. I don't get what it is. I don't know why people like it. It's not for me. But I'll probably look into that a little bit more and try to cover this one back. Either way, I guess this is more of an announcement of something that's happened during Mini Sips from now on, is I'll try to answer questions that we had during the podcast that were left unanswered. So, on to the beer, breweries, and beer events. This last 2 weeks have actually been pretty full. I've been trying really hard to, on the weekend, at least hit one brewery. Hasn't happened every weekend. And some weekends it kind of works out that I have two breweries. And it doesn't matter. It's so dumb. But it worked out well last weekend. And then this weekend we didn't hit any breweries because we were super busy this weekend. And then got super exhausted, which I'll cover later. The first brewery we visited, I did Wingman, but I think I covered that on the podcast. So I'm going to kind of gloss over that one. And if I didn't, I'll talk about it on next podcast, which will be Friday. We visited Lowercase Brewing, and it was cool because it was an event. I've been talking a lot about Lowercase Brewing. I've been posting pictures about Lowercase Brewing. I really, really like Lowercase. They are becoming one of my favorite breweries in the area, and it's because they put out really good stuff, but it's just a really cool place and a really cool environment. It's one of those places that, like, there's a lot of breweries around here that I like. I like Pacific a lot. I think they're a little loud when you go there. I love Odd Otter. That was like one of our first breweries we fell in love with here. But we don't go there very often. And I don't know. I can't even tell you why. We were going there all the time. And that was the place we brought everyone to. But man, isn't like the last 6 months we've only been there once or twice. We need to make a trip back. I don't know what happened. I don't know why we haven't been there. And they're starting to release new stuff again finally. So I want to make a trip in really badly. Yeah, that's neither here nor there. Either way, we went to Lowercase. It has a really cool vibe. They were doing a brunch thing, and you could tell it was popular. And it was one of those things that I almost don't think they realized how popular it was going to be, because it was relatively packed. We only had to wait about 15 minutes to get our food, to get in there and actually get seats and order our food, but it was pretty busy. And I don't know if they knew how busy it was going to be, but that was a ton of fun. And then we went further up to Seattle, visit our friends, and we went to Lantern Brewing again. I still really like Lantern. I will say I wish, and I don't know if anyone who would hear this that would take offense to it, but I really like their beer. I wish they had hands down say their Dubbel and Tripel are the best versions of those beer I've had. I think they do some very creative things. They had this one that had oregano in it, and it tasted like drinking oregano. I took a sip and I was like, this isn't for me. I was like, I get it, not for me, hard pass. So they do some really cool, unique stuff. They had a porter that everyone really liked and I enjoyed. It was called Onyx. No, something like that. It had a weird name. And it was a good porter, but like I didn't see myself drinking a bunch of it. And so like the challenge with them sometimes is you get in there and there's like three or four beers that I really like. And I wish they had, I don't even want them to have like standard. I guess what I would say is they're Dubbel and Tripel, easy. Easy decisions, except for the triple's super strong. I think that Dubbel and the triple should be on their list at all times. And then I think they should have like one or two, I'm going to say, use the term safe beers. And I don't necessarily mean like IPA, amber, but like two beers that everyone will guarantee to enjoy. And then the rest of them could be the more inventive, creative stuff. I mean, it's cool to have all that fun, inventive. Hey, look at my kitty. All that fun inventive stuff, but there's times when it's like I just want something I can sip, and it's a little more difficult to find that there. But I still highly suggest them. They're a lot of fun. The people there are awesome. It's a great brewery. It's just it got a little tough. We got there, I was just like, man, I want the Dubbel. All right, and they have the Dubbel on tap, and then I got the triple. And that was cool, but that's like 10% beer, so I don't want to drink a bunch of those. And then we split something with my wife, and she didn't like it because it was too hoppy, and I liked it. But then, like, the stuff that she got, I was like, I'm not really digging this. So it was a tougher experience. The next thing we did was we went to the History Museum. They do this thing about once a month to once every couple months where it's a night where you go there, you do it, it's a theme night typically, and then you have the ability to drink beer. And this seemed to be the biggest one so far. I would say this one may be my favorite one. We got to do little craft things at all the stations, which was a ton of fun. But then the more importantly is you had three magnets there. You had Harmon. You had Narrows, which I'm glad Narrows is making it. You had Ghostfish. And I want to say there was one more, but maybe there was one more on Docket. And most of those breweries had two beers. And so you got to – and they gave you – instead of – I think the idea is in the future – is going to be more of like a tasting token thing versus, before is you got two tokens and you got full glass. Now it seems like they're going to go tasters because we had five tokens, but they didn't quite figure out the sizing. So like I couldn't, there was a certain point where I was like, it doesn't make sense for me to keep drinking because it's like 9 o'clock and I got to go to bed and one of us has to drive. So it's like, so we decided to kind of stop drinking and had turned some tokens in, but it was really cool and it was a lot of fun. The crafts were a ton of fun. The next one's in February. They're usually around about $20 a person. You get a glass. You get now it's five beers, five sampler beers, I'm guessing, or possibly two full beers. Either way, you get two full beers. And then you get, like, this time it was crafts. Next time it's supposed to be candy-focused, which I'm hoping that means they're going to do some candy pairings or some cool little event stuff. Either way, it's a ton of fun. We've had a blast every time we've done it. Even the paranormal one was a little weird, but it was a lot of fun. We went and sat down in the auditorium, and there was just people talking about paranormal experiences, and those are always kind of kooky. One guy was really cool, and the other person was like, she investigates paranormal stuff, and she was a little weird, but it was still fun. Outside of those events, that's mostly what we've done brewery-wise and event-wise. This last month, we've been for the drinking of beer. There's a couple things I've tried. Going through my Taver box, Fruit Casket by Champion Brewing was awesome. I mean, I think I already talked about Toppling Goliath. Love it. It was such a good clean beer, and it wasn't like, especially I've been having a lot of like hazies and the milkshake IPAs and all the fruit, super fruit packed IPAs. It was nice to have a good clean crisp IPA, and I can say that about as well about the Fruit Casket. It was just a really good beer. I would highly, highly suggest Champion Brewing based on that one beer. I'm assuming, I imagine the rest of our stuff will be that clean. We've been cracking into our barrel age stuff. We had, oh man, I'm never going to be able to pronounce this, but we had a stone one. It's, they did it before last year, but it wasn't barrel aged, but it was like the charred Zoco something. Even if I saw the word, I wouldn't be able to tell you what it is, but it's like a charred barrel aged milk stout. That was a really good beer. So we've had a couple other barrel aged that's been hit or miss. So I was gonna say that one was really good, and then the Dark Star 2018 by Fremont was really good. The other one we had was like Mob Brewing. I have a picture of it, but I didn't look it up. It's like Mob Brewing. It was really good, but it was basically like drinking a glass of bourbon, which I like bourbon, but it was difficult to drink too much of. And it was so bourbon forward and after second note and everything. It was just so strong that it made it. It was, and that was a bummer about that, because that was the one Taver sold as like the melted Godiva chocolate, and it definitely wasn't a melted Godiva chocolate. It was a punch in the face. It was delicious but tough. So I was really happy when the stone one we had was so good, and then we followed that up by the Dark Star, and it was so good. But with that being said, Prairie Artisanal Ales, we got the Double Dunk. Man, I don't know. I've had a bunch of prairie. I had IPA by them when we were in Texas. It was really good. I feel like we've had a couple of their stuff. Prairie's tough because most of their beers are a normal 12-ounce bottle, and they run around $10. They do some really creative, unique stuff. Like they, but they're so expensive, and it's one of those ones that if it's not perfect, man, you spent $10 on a bottle of beer that's not great. And that's kind of, I wouldn't say the Double Dunk wasn't amazing. It was really good. It was obviously a dessert beer. It was definitely a end of the day, you're done eating and everything beer. But man, it was so heavy. And it was super, super rich. So I don't know where I stand on Prairie Home. I don't like their pricing model because they're way too expensive. And I don't know what makes them, because there's so many breweries who do like special barrel age stuff that isn't $10 a bottle. It kind of reminds, there's part of the reason why, as much as I love Dogfish Head Ale, I almost never buy Dogfish Head Ale. They put out amazing beer, but the price is always so high. I don't know. I'm going to try their Christmas. I think I'll try the Christmas Bomb is what it's called. And they'll give me kind of a, I think that'll be the barometer of what I pick for Prairie Home for now on. We'll see. I was going to talk about the Lowercase Brewing, the Mexican lager. I'm not typically a Mexican lager guy, but I'm in love with that Mexican lager. Which also leads me to believe, like, overall, I'm not much of a lager guy. But I think if I like a lager, it probably means it's not a great lager. It probably means it's a good beer, but not a great lager. That's just my theory at this point. But yeah, the Mexican lager over at Lowercase is amazing. They had a dark ale that I wish I would have grabbed, but we were just grabbing a crowler to go because I didn't want to drink that early in the morning. I had an upset tummy from drinking a little too much the night before. Oh my God, I didn't talk about that one. I grabbed a crowler from Cloudburst because I was in Seattle to watch Penn and Teller, and I just made the trip over there real quick. Cloudburst is awesome. It was the physical challenge, which I'm pretty sure is a Double Dare reference, which is always a great thing. It was an amazing beer, but I had most of that barrel aged, and then I finished off because Amanda could finish off the barrel age, so I ended up drinking most of that, and then having the crowler, I think almost killed me. I just felt miserable the next day until like 9 o'clock, and even then I was kind of like, man, I don't feel great. So it doesn't matter. It was. Cloudburst is worth getting. Anytime if you have a chance to get Cloudburst, I would highly suggest doing it. Okay, so that kind of covers the beers and everything we've had. That covers most of the events. Last couple things I want to talk about, the Taver. So Taver is really cool, and I've said this, I think, a couple times now. And I've told, if I haven't said it recorded, I've told people. So Taver is awesome. I think they do really good if you, especially if you live in a place that doesn't get a lot of craft beer, or you don't like, because the problem is, I was talking to Seth about this on Saturday. The problem is, from here, I have a Copper Door, like 8 minutes away. I have Pint Defiance, maybe 12 minutes away. If I go up to Auburn, I have craft. Oh shoot, what is that place called? Craft beer, craft brew, craft. Bottle shop, I don't know what it's called, but craft up in, I think this is called craft, up in Auburn. And then if I go down south, I have Ollie Tap Room. So I have access to a ton of bottle shops, and that doesn't even include all the breweries that are within 15 minutes of here where I could get a growler. And then, there's something called Broken Spoke, which I think they're starting to sell beer. I mean, there's just so much beer around here. Because of that, Taver's a tough choice for me. The benefit of Taver is that I could drive up there and pick them up and not spend the $15 on shipping. So, and this is the part I know I've told, is I will use Taver as just an opportunity to get beers that I can't get anywhere else. I will say a couple things. One, their pricing is a little high. I don't know what my... where my money lies when it comes to the pricing of beer. I think for the 16-ounce beer, I really don't want to spend over $4, and I will justify five. I'll probably justify five on a 16-ounce can of beer. Outside of that, it's a tough sell. And there's, like, I've seen a couple beers I really want to grab, and I know they're going to be above that. And I might grab them every once in a while, but for the most part, like the Topping Giants I got, most of the 16-ounce beers go for $7 or up. Every once in a while, a little cheaper, but for the most part, they hit around that $7+ range. And it sounds like, based on other people's experience, that you have a beer, it's about $1 more per beer than you would get if you went to the shop. So that's cool, because like I would never have got Toppling Goliath, and I wouldn't be able to get Toppling Goliath here. So every once in a while thing, I'll order, like I think I have five beers in my box right now, and I'm going to drive up there maybe next Saturday. Probably not next Saturday. Sometime, maybe this week sometime. I'm going to drive up there and grab my beers. And that's how I'm going to use Taver as an extended bottle shop every once in a while. Like there's a Topping Goliath up right now that I want to grab. It's a 22-ounce IPA for $12, which isn't terrible, but it's just, I don't need it. I have so much beer in my fridge right now, and I want to focus more on barrel aged and limit my IPA intake, because Amanda doesn't like IPA. So I'm just drinking down 16-ounce cans of beer by myself on a regular basis. And I probably realistically more beer than I need to drink on a regular basis. So I'm focusing on barrel aged and stuff I can split with Amanda. And I know it's the barrel age makes it a more expensive hobby in a lot of ways, but it also means I can split it and it'll be something that we have like once a week. And then I just need to buy porters and stuff that I can split with Amanda. That's what I really want, is more stuff I can split with Amanda. So my thought on Taver is it's cool. If you have another options, it's great. If you lived in like, I don't know, bumfuck wherever in the middle of nowhere. Even if you lived in deep Eastern Washington, while you're surrounded by breweries, you probably have a bottle shop, or you might go get some stuff at Fred Meyer. It's probably really cool for a situation like that. But yeah, so that's kind of my thought. That's my final thought on Taver. I will use it every once in a while. I think it's really cool. I think it's a great service, and I think it'll do really well for certain people. It just doesn't make sense for me. I got too much beer around me. And it's a little too expensive for what I want to buy on a regular basis. Okay, so then the last couple of things I wanted to cover, not important to beer at all. I just got a membership at a climbing gym. I'm super excited to use that. I think I'll have a chance to meet up a Instagram person, if I'm not mistaken, who said they wanted to meet up and climb there, which I think will be fun. But it's a season pass or a year-long pass. It costs more money than probably should have spent, but we used it once today. And as long as we get in there, I figure four times a month, it's definitely going to be worth it. And it's going to be a great workout. It's going to be great for Amanda and I, who were both, as the winter months are surrounding us, we're slowly feeling the weight of the winter, and we need to make sure we fix that, I guess. And another thing that has, once again, nothing to do with beer, but I'm really excited, is I just beat two games on the PC, and it's been a long time since I've been beating games, so I was really excited to beat Far Cry 5, which was a goodish game, terrible story, interesting idea and theme. Gameplay was okay. I mean, if I was going to rate it, I'd give it like a 3 out of 5. And I usually love Far Cry games. So like running around shooting people with the bow and arrow from a million miles away, a ton of fun. But when I beat the game, there was so much exposition that was just dreadful. But it's a fun game. And then I just beat Orwell. And my God, that was a ton of fun. Like, I love playing little stupid walking simulators, and it was exactly that. And I had a lot of fun playing it. So I would highly, highly suggest that game, especially over the Far Cry. But I'm really excited about it, and I'm gonna keep playing games. But either way, that's really neither here nor there. That was just something I was excited about talking about. For the most part, that covers this episode. The big thing, once again, is this Friday we're recording. If I can't get a post on Friday, I should be able to get a post on Saturday. So you should be able to listen to it this weekend for sure. I think it'll be a fun one. I'm hoping to cover like some kind of goals and some kind of like a year in review, like our favorite stuff of the year. And then I'm hoping to have fun with the beer this time. It's just going to be different. It's going to be a fun little stupid idea. It might kind of drive how we do the future of the podcast, but I mean, who knows? It's just a dumb fun idea right now. And then once again, we're on all kinds of social media. We're on Facebook at Sip and Tell. We're at Twitter, although I wouldn't suggest Twitter. I don't really check that one. Instagram would be the best way to get a hold of us, Facebook. And then if you want to send an email, us at sipandtell@gmail.com. And it's, once again, it's sipntel@gmail.com. And same thing for sipandtell at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And then I have my personal Instagram at agingnerds. I'm pretty active on both of those Instagrams, and we're getting people, the rest of the crew is being more active on the group Instagram too. Outside of that, I think that will do it for this episode. Hopefully it wasn't too long. I know it's a little rambly again. When I started talking about the beer, it went a little long, but I'll try to focus this a little bit more. I just like talking forever. But outside of that, I hope you had fun. I'll talk to you guys next Friday. Thank you.